Good afternoon, Florence. How are you this afternoon? I'm speaking to you in the morning, but I'm saying afternoon because I think that's when you'll get this tape and get to read it. Maybe just after you get home from work, huh? This is Sunday, the 23rd, and I know it's been a tremendously long dry spell since you've heard from me, and all I can say is, boy, where does the time go? Where in the world does all this time get to? For the last three nights, I've been going to tape you a nice letter. And for the last three nights, something holds me up till it's past 11 o'clock and the generator is shut off and I've got no electricity to run my tape and too tired to write and get my typewriter out. I don't have a very good excuse, but that's part of it. The boss came back the other day. Let's see, when was it? I guess it was last Monday. Ed Dillery came back day before yesterday, and we've had a house full of people ever since. Two nights in a row, I had to get dinner. We had a dinner Wednesday night and Thursday night, and then, let's see, Friday night, what happened? I don't know, but I've had my poor instructor just breaking his back getting to me here, and we don't get started on the languages until 8:30 or thereabouts, and he's supposed to start at 7:30, and I'm really having a kind of a rough time getting all everything done so I can get to you. Well, this is Sunday morning that I'm getting to you. Come anything, come the war, come the cannons, come the VC. But I went to church this morning, and now it's between the noon hour and the church. In fact, it's 11:30, and I decided that I was going to get you a letter off despite all handicaps, and even the generator wasn't working and there was no electricity. And so I went out to tell the guy to start it, and he'd gone off to chow. So I started it myself and got her running, and what you're hearing now is because I've got the tape running real good, and I'm getting my message over to Florence. I hope this is taped right, and I hope that, I hope it's on the right setting. When I set this over on this one side for you so it'll run off on your machine, sometimes it goes clear over on the far side, and it goes a little further, and I don't know whether the tape is set right or not, but I hope it is, because then if I don't, I'll sure hear from you. But you haven't said anything but good words for the way the tapes have been running since last that I got it set, and I know it's a lot easier for you to sit down and relax and listen. Say, on my machine, if I really want to listen to what's being said on the tape, I just plug it in, and it comes to me so clear with my earplugs. Do you ever plug yours in with earplugs? Try it sometime. It's just like you and I are sitting, talking in a little room all by ourselves. There's no outside interference. It's real cozy. Well, I got a nice letter from you. While I think about it, I got the packages with your saccharin, and I told you and I got the package yesterday with the dental floss and the vitamin pills. Boy, that's pretty good. I'll take them vitamins and stand by. I'll be doing a lot. But not too hot, I guess, for my baby. Kinda easygoing, sweet, gentle, and loving. I enjoy your letters. They seem to be filled with a certain kind of contentment now. I guess the pain is kind of covered, and we can go about our work. Time seems to pass so fast for me. A lot of our guys are going home at the same time, and a whole group of them has decided to extend for another tour of duty, and we have our agriculture man's coming back, and our education man's coming back, and New Life Development's thinking about it. The only guys that are not coming back for a second tour is the fellows who are FSOs, young kids who go in the field and get assigned to some other part of the country, some other part of the world. That's a pretty good life, foreign service officers. While I'm on the subject of coming back, I turned in a letter request for a tour of duty in Washington at the FSI Institute, or the Foreign Service Institute, and take the Vietnamese language. They wrote me a letter back one time and said, we feel that your language proficiency wasn't very high, and that your age is too high, that it might be hard to do to get in school, but here's some forms, submit another request and let's see what happens. So I submitted that the other day, and Mr. Burke signed it for me. And what I'll do now is write a letter to Jim May, who's up at the Foreign Service Institute. He's, I don't know, a second in command up there, I guess. Got some kind of a job that he's writing a new school curriculum. And I think that if he's in that and I can get a letter to him telling him my situation, he might try to do something for me. So I'll bat out a letter to him one of these days, and I'll see if I can't get some kind of influence, and then we'll see what happens. Well, that'll help be a determining factor on whether I come back or not, whether I get some language training. However, everyone I talk to say, boy, Carl, I don't know how we can make this money on the outside. And it is money, I guess, that we're talking about. I don't know. Of course, I enjoy the kind of work I'm doing, and I feel that being rewarded by being paid enough to get a little ahead is making my efforts really worthwhile. And I'm trying real hard to do something for Uncle Sam, and as our old plea, trying to do something for humanity. We have a big shot, not a big shot, but he's going to be the second in command at Cords, at I-Corps level. He came down and staying 4 or 5 days with us, and he's a professional FSR that's been in the aid program since 1952, I believe. And he and I have been hitting it off real good. We got him in the guest house here, and he's staying with us, and we've taken him around. Yesterday, I took him out in a helicopter and took him out to a forward post that out here, and along with Major Meter, my counterpart, and